פרגרף חס, וזה בחינס גדולה מילה שנכרוסו עליה 13 בריסויס. And this is also why the Gemara tells us that the mitzvah of milah is so great that there were 13 covenants. Hashem made 13 covenants with the Jewish people regarding bris milah. Ki ayidei mitzvah milah zoichen lebechinas bitul azman. Because as we just explained, through milah, you're zoichen to negate time. Sheshom ikra hazikna dikdusha. And when a person is zoichen to negate time, they plug into the highest level of zikna, you know, old age, holiness of Zokim. V'ze b'chinas ma shekosuv b'ksovim. And this is what's brought in the writings of the Arizal. She'ikr hidur hazikna al yedei tikkun habris. That the main beauty of the Zokim is through tikkun habris. Ki hasoris ein loy zokon. Because a person who's sterile, chas v'shom lo yaleinu, doesn't have a beard. Chas v'shom. Ayin shom. Look in the writings of the Arizal, where he makes the connection between the issue of bris and the zokein, the zikna. Hainu kanal, Rav Nosson Zal says, as we explained earlier, she'ikr ha-zikna hu bebechinas bitul azman kanal, that real zikna, real old age is when the person has nullified, has negated zman. Again, like we mentioned earlier, you get a person who's 80 years old and hasn't done a single mitzvah in his life, hasn't done a single good thing in his life, chas v'shalom, that person's like a two-year-old baby, you know, or a two-second-old baby. His time, his life doesn't count because he didn't do anything. He didn't do anything permanent with it. He ate spaghetti and he ate cheese and he ate all of that, and the spaghetti came and went, and the cheese went, and all the physical pleasures, and he went here, he traveled here, traveled there. All of that is in and out. And then what? What remains from it? So true zikna is based on bitul azman, one who's able to nullify those things that are represented by zman, like the physical world. And we're zoicha to this through the mitzvah of milah, which is tikkun habris. And this is why in that story in Sipurei Maisis that Rabbeinu Zal told, all of those eight elders were zeicha to different levels of memory, which means different levels of bitul azman. Because that's where the holiness of their old age comes from that eighth, from the bris milah. Because a person who chas v'shalom goes against Hashem in the items pertaining to the bris, v'azayin noifel me'adas, then that person falls away from das, bebechinas, as the Gemara says, ein adam over avera kenichnas by ruach shtus, that a person only commits a sin if a spirit of foolishness took them over. So we see that sin means lack of das. Ki pegama bris hu pegama das, because those two are identical. Pegama bris means lack of das. He lost his mind. When a person goes ahead and commits a sin of pegama bris, he lost his mind. Senseless, chas v'shalom. We have this term, he was drunk, senseless. A person drank till he's senseless. And here again, all every avera, and especially this one of pegama bris. Why? Ki hatipo nimsheches mi'amoyach kiyedua. Because let's not forget, where does that droplet originate from? The seed originates from the brain. Kamoi shekosov, as the pasuk says, when it speaks about Adam Arishon uniting with his wife, it says vayeda Adam eschavo ishtoi. Adam Arishon knew his wife. The word das is used. Das is the kosher. Das is tikkun habris. Pegama bris is lack of das. V'alkein hu noifel tachas azman shum mechisor nadas. And therefore, when a person is poigim in the bris, he falls under the control of zman, which comes from lack of das. V'alkein kol yomov kasum achoivos. And that's why the pasuk says in Koheles, that person's whole life is filled with anger and pain. Ki olav daiko over kol hamaisa roa nasa tachas hashemesh, because it's specifically that person that experiences all the pain and suffering of this physical world. A person who chooses not to be spiritual, he chooses to live the life of physical pleasures and that stuff, that person experiences to the fullest sense the suffering of this physical world. And all of it is relative to how badly the person messed up in Pegama Bris. And this is why the Sitrach or the Malach HaMoves is attached to that person. Because from lack of Das, which is Zman, that's where the Malach HaMoves is plugged into. His job is time. He's got a calendar. What is the tools that he uses for his job are a calendar. He knows everybody's time, when it's time to go. So the Malach HaMoves is all about Zman. So the minute a Jew chooses not to act with Das, but rather to fall into the Zman, to be involved in the Gashmius world, he's in the Yetzirah's pocket. He's in the Malach HaMoves' pocket. He's one of his victims. V'zeh b'chinas, and this is why the Pasuk says, U'moitzo ani mar mimoves esoisha, that Shlomo HaMelech said, I find bitterer than death is the woman. Shenemar al pegama bris. That pasuk is talking about a person who messes up with women, who does the wrong thing, chas v'shalom. V'zeh b'chinas hakoreis hanemar b'torah b'chol ha'arayis shu pegama bris. And this is also why we find that when the Torah discusses all the different variations of pegama bris, just about all of them is koreis, 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 down the line. Ki ikar hakoreis chas v'shalom humash nechrosen yomov min hasheresh. Because the real definition of koreis is that the person's life gets cut off from the source of life, from lamala mezman, from oilam haba. Dahainu shenishar chas v'shalom tachas hazman, meaning that this person remains permanently under the zman, under the control of zman, and the person is not zoiche to leave the spiritual category of zman even after he passes away. He does not go to Olam Haba. He does not go above zman. Because once again, the Gemara tells us that tzaddikim, after death, are referred to as living, alive. When the tzaddik is zoicha throughout his life to negate the zman, to negate the physical world, and to elevate his whole physical life and plug it into the spiritual. Sheshom ikra chaim, that's where the real spiritual life is. Vishom ikra yediyas habayris bara, and that's where a person really gets to understand Hashem and to recognize Hashem. Sheze kol shiashu olam haba kanal. That, Rabbeinu Zal tells us, is the main pleasure in the world to come, that will be zecha to really understand Hashem. Aval horishoyim hachayovim koreis, whereas those wicked people who commit sins for which they warrant the penalty of koreis, kishenim zoichen l'tshuva, if they don't do tshuva, azay nishorin gam achar moisam tachas hazman, then even after they pass away, they are not allowed entrance into lamala me'azman. They can't get into olam haba where it's above zman. They remain tachas hazman. Kemuva, as is brought, Shehorishoim, as is brought in Sforim, Shehorishoim, Einom Yoitzim Echezo Da'alma Gamachar Moisai. The Rishoim do not leave the nonsense of this world even after they pass away. They still remain plugged into this. Veze Iker Oinish Kores Rachmon Letzlan. And this is the real meaning and the real suffering of the penalty of Kores. That the person's days, the person's life, gets detached from its source, from Olam Haba, from Lamalam Yezman, from Hashem. Mibchinas lamalam yazman, v'nishar tomid tachas azman. The person remains downstairs. They remain tachas azman. Sheshom kol ha-pegoim v'chol ha-dinim v'chol ha-inshim ha-koshim ha-morachmasam. That's where all suffering and midas ha-din and pain and bitterness is all found. Downstairs. V'alkein tikun ha-koreis hu keser kemuva. And this is why the Sifrei Kabbalah tell us that if a Jew wants to correct sins that he committed that involve kores, the tikkun has to be keser. Shetzrichen laham shecholav hakedusha mebechinas keser lesakein pegam hakores. This person has to go upstairs to the top floor to the keser to be able to draw a light from there in order to make a tikkun for his kores. Ki keser hu bechinas shoyrish hazokein dekdusha, because keser is the source, the origin of that zokein of kedusha, that old age. Ki shom kol hatleser tikkunei dikna kadisha, because keser, that's the place of the 13 tikkunim of the beard, which represents old age, the white beard. Like Hashem appeared to the Jews on Shavuos, on Har Sinai, it says, Kizokein mole rachmim, like an old, sweet, gentle, soft, kind man, kavioch, like a zokein mole rachmim. V'nikro atik kiyadua, and it's also called atik. All of these terms, keser, the 13 midos of rachmim, atik, these are all one. Meaning that the person through his tshuva is zoicha to plug into that highest place, that zokin of kedusha, that keser. Sheshom hu lamala miyazman, there it's above zman, shezehu hepech hakores kanal, which is the opposite of kores. Kores is you're left down below within zman. Vezeh shemuva b'sforim, and this is why it's brought in sforim. Shehaneor balayla, that a person who stays up all night learning Torah, that nitzol mikores, will be saved from the penalty of kores. Ki ikrasman bebchina sheinu kanal, because as we learned before, when is time most powerful and most prominent? When does it seem the longest time? When a person's sleeping. Sheshom ikrachizas hakores. And again, that's where kores is plugged into. Bechinas sitra demoisa, death. Sleep is 1/60th of death. And kores is again, spiritual death, being cut off totally from the spiritual life. V'alkein kishenayor balayla. And therefore, when a Jew is zocher to stay up by night, u'menadeid sheino me'enov, and he forces sleep away from his eyes. He doesn't let himself fall asleep. Vo'oisek batoyro v'avoydes Hashem. And he's involved in learning and avoydes Hashem. Aydeze mevatel hazman. I showed that sleep. I put him in his place. I put it in the closet. No sleep. Not interested in any sleep at all. So he does away with sleep, thereby doing away with zman. Shehu b'china sheno. We said zman is sleep. And he's taking zman and plugging it into lamala mezman al yedei ha-toyra v'avoida. Through the Torah he's learning and the mitzvahs he's doing, he's plugging the physical world into the spiritual world. Shehem shleimus hadas dikdusha. That's all part of completion of das. Through which a person plugs into lamala mezman shesham yikra chayim, which is the source of life. V'alkein be'emes ikur ha'tshuvo al pegam habris hu al yedei hiskashrus v'hiskarvus letzadikim amitim. Rav Nosal says it's for this reason that the main correction, if a person wants to fix, repair anything and everything in pegam habris, it's by attaching oneself and coming close, really coming close to the true tzadikim. Ki tzadikim amitim shoimrei habris heim bechinas zekeinim dikdusha. Because those true tzadikim who are pure in tikkun habris, they are these elders of kedusha. Shemekablim koyach meazokin huelyon kanal. And they all receive from the chief, from the highest zokein of kedusha, shezochel b'chinas lamala miazman betachlis hamayla, who achieved the highest level possible of lamala miazman. Umishom mamshichim achayim lechol aboim, and it's from there, from that top floor, that top penthouse, that they draw life to everyone who comes to them lo shuval pegam abris, wanting to correct, wanting to do tshuva for pegam abris. And these tzaddikim have the ability to pull the person up out of kores and plug him into keser. This is a rule that we have all the time. Rabbein Zal explains this in Torah Dalet and Likutei Moran, that the light, Hashem created the world with light, period. You decide how you want to format that light. These letters, those same letters, Kaf Tav Resh, if you choose to be a bum, then you're going to make Kaf Resh Tav out of it. You're going to get yourself into Kores Chas Hashem. If you decide to do Tshuva, you're going to make, it's going to become Kaf Tav Resh. It's going to become Keser. But what do you mean? Kores is all the way on bottom. That's the lowest of the low, and Keser is the highest of the high. Exactly. That's the way it works. The pendulum swings. That if a person is zoiche to do the right tshuva, if a person connects with the tzaddik, the lower he is, the higher up he can go. Again, this way, well, then hold on a second. Then I'm not low enough yet. I'm going to work at getting lower and lower. So when I come to the tzaddik, can't do that. Not a license for sin, not a heter. But after a person fell, chas v'shalom lo yaleinu, this is the reality. This is what the tzaddikim are able to do. To lebechinas keser, to go up to the level of keser, shehu bechinas atik, which is called atik, bechinas zokein, the oldest age. Remember, we've mentioned this in the past about the spheroids, that the lower spheroids are called bonim. You know, netzach ha'yisoid are called bonim. Chesed gvur teferes are called ovois. Chochma and bina are called sovin, grandparents. And the keser is called sovin de sovin. Great-great-grandparent, that kind of thing, you know, great-grandparents. Bechinas lamala miyazman, sheshom ikra chayim, that's the real source of life, spiritually. Vesehu, now you understand why the Gemara says, gedoyla mila, that mila is so great, shenichrusu alea shloishesrei brisois, that there were 13 covenants made on mila. Why 13? Keneged shloishosur tikune dikna kadisha, corresponding to the 13 tikkunim of the beard. In Hebrew, the word zokein means beard, and the word zokein means old age, and they go together. Because again, a child doesn't have a beard. At a certain level of maturity, a person gets a beard. And as they grow, the beard changes from black to gray to white, etc., etc. So that's the measurement, that's the carrying you through the zman, through that cycle of zman, until you get to the keser, which is Kaviyochel, that old man with the white beard. You know, the whitest white and the oldest old, that kind of thing. We know grandparents are mellow, usually. The older you get, the more kind, the more gentle, the more soft, if you have the right kind of age. Rabbein Zal writes in Likutei Moran, there's two kinds. There's the grouchy, grumpy old man, Chas v'shalom rachmanu litzlan lo yaleinu. That's the person who didn't do mitzvahs, who got older and didn't get older at all. You know, he didn't connect to where he was supposed to. But a Jew who lives a proper Jewish life, the older he gets, it's like wine. The older he gets, the better. The higher level of das, the more patience, the more tolerance, the more ability to be makarev, to build. Shehem b'chinas zokein digdusha. Shezoichem lahem al yidei mitzvahs mila, where zoichet all this through the mitzvah of mila, shehi bechinas tikkun habris. The mitzvah of mila is one of the greatest examples of tikkun habris.